Notice what Paul does with Timothy, recognizing that he had a Jewish father and a Gentile mother, or maybe I have it reversed. A Jewish mother and a Gentile father. And Timothy hadn't been circumcised. And it is very significant. We're in chapter 16 here, but this was the big debate in chapter 15, right? And it was said that do not compel the Gentiles to be circumcised. And yet, Paul seems to be doing the exact opposite here. He was there when this instruction was given. A message was prepared and delivered by letter in verse 30 of chapter 15. And there were only a few things that they would impose upon the Gentile believers, from not to follow the law of Moses as a matter of spiritual progress, but rather to follow the teachings of the Lord Jesus. And we find here in chapter 16, Paul is circumcising Timothy. So the question is, why would Paul do that?
I think we get the answer to that in 1 Corinthians 9. And that helps us to appreciate how the Apostle Paul operates. He says in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 20, I became to the Jews as a Jew in order that I might gain the Jews. To those on the law as on the law, that being myself on the law in order that I might gain those on the law. To those without law, as without law, not as without law to God, but as legitimately subject to Christ, in order that I might gain those without a law. I became to the weak, as weak, in order that I might gain the weak. To all I have become all things, in order that at all events I might save some. I do all things for the sake of the glad tidings. I think that's the spirit that the Apostle Paul exhibited in this, in bringing Timothy under the circumcision act. He did not want to leave a bad taste in the mouths of the Jews at that point in time. So it was necessary to identify himself in that way, have Timothy identified himself in circumcision so that he has a clear testimony to foster the glad tidings.
And it's helpful in that connection just to notice that in Galatians, Titus, he did not allow Titus to be circumcised, and yet Timothy here is, even after, as we mentioned, after Acts 15. And in fact, in Acts 16, verse 4, it says that as they were traveled through these cities, they gave them the decrees to keep which were determined back in chapter 15. So they even were emphasizing the things of chapter 15 while traveling with Timothy, who had been circumcised, though it was not required. I think the word required or the word demanded might be a key to this also. In the situation in Galatians with Titus, it was made a condition of spirituality, a test of spirituality. And when it was put in those terms for the, you remember Paul in another context was talking about sometimes what matters most is the conscience of the person who's making the offer. In that case, he's talking about meat that's offered to idols. And he says, if the person who offers you this meat says, well, this is meat offered to idols. Well, if you didn't ask and he didn't say, you could have taken that food. But since he made a point of it, don't take it, not because of your conscience, but because of his. It may be a similar thought here that when it was demanded as a test of spirituality, then you would stand against it and say, no, we're preaching the gospel of the grace of God. When it was a matter of not being a distraction, then Paul would want to remove every possibility of distraction. And this is also a mindset of the believer, wanting to serve others. We try to minimize the distractions where it's not a condition of spirituality or a test of spirituality. When it's put in that context, then our response may well be different. Sorry, I think there was someone with a, yeah, Joe.
How much of it would have been for Timothy's benefit? Could we say that there was something that Paul would have learned from bringing John and having John Mark have this failure and go home, and now he takes this other young man, and I'm sure John Mark had a good testimony, and he was a good young man, much like Timothy was, But now immediately after deciding that he wants to take Timothy, I'm not saying Paul was deliberately putting this test to him, but there was something in this that Timothy could learn as well, that there is sacrifice associated with having this desire to go along with Paul as well.
I think it's clear. I mean, that may be so as far as an application, but verse 3 of our chapter indicates why it was done. It's because of the Jews, and they knew his father was a Greek. So Paul was concerned that they wouldn't even allow Timothy to walk into the synagogue and preach if he wasn't circumcised.
So I think we can see that as Paul is being led by the Lord with Silas, there is something called spiritual discernment that the believer has, because we have the Spirit of God, and we can sense in advance, well, this is going to be an issue that may come up that we can avoid. And as we've been saying, this is not something that was an issue as far as salvation or progress in spiritual matters, but to remove an obstacle of offense. And I think that's also in keeping with Paul's choice of Silas, because we read later in chapter 16, we learn something of Silas when Paul indicates, well, we're both Roman citizens. So Silas is a Roman citizen. He would not have obstacles. He's a free man. Paul is a free man. He can travel in these regions. They're both Jews. They can go into the synagogue. They've both been circumcised. And now they're bringing Timothy along. And there might be issues for Timothy. So we want to remove those issues for Timothy. So there's a lot of spiritual discernment. We might call that sanctified common sense, wisdom in the behavior here of Paul.
I believe this is a factor that is true today. If you have any dealings with a Jewish person, they have no objection to you being a Christian. But if one of their own attempts or does it, they take it as a tremendous blasphemy and enmity against their people, and direct hatred is involved against any Jewish person among their ranks. They say it's unfaithful. It's like he's as it were, giving up our position, and he's a traitor. It's really how he's viewed. Therefore, I think that's very true what has been expressed. He being of a Jewish mother, and yet when you think it was of his mother and grandmother that he learned the scriptures, not from his father. It was from his mother and grandmother. And those scriptures, he was to hold on to them. And for Timothy, that is very valuable, that what he had received in that way. And so the apostle encourages him, when discouraged because of the departure that there was in every hand, then he encourages him, knowing your tears, he says, you to continue on. You've not received the spirit again of to fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, wise discretion. And so Timothy, Paul recognized in him as a chosen vessel. And when he took him along with him, as he earlier had already taken Silas, his company was getting a little larger. And so he has a Timothy with him now, one who is he could mentor him, and he could see in his development that here was someone that was truly one to be used of the Lord.